This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Yesterday we learned that based on the Chafetz Chaim's conclusion not to rely on Apei Tlasa, that when a board convenes, if there was a difference of opinion and they ruled in one way, nobody could reveal who said what said who. The ruling is the ruling. If somebody says, well, yeah, but did you agree with it? All you could say is, look, I'm part of the board, and this was a decision, and I'm not authorized to disclose anything more. You can't say, I really agreed with you, but no, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to exonerate yourself, throw other people under the bus. Now, because of that rule of the board, I spoke to the board this morning, and there's a major footnote on today's learning. You know, there's a very long footnote. Now, ordinarily, I like to do the footnote on the halacha that it's relevant to, but because we started late today, we're going to do the footnote with tomorrow's learning. I'm not going to tell you who on the board decided what and what they said. All I'll tell you is there's only one person on the board. Okay, so no. We're going to do Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. We'll do the footnote, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow when we could start a regular time. Yud Beis. I also want to write one thing explicitly because I saw many people accustomed to this. Somebody got up to give a drasha in the Beis Medrash. Asur al pi adin lahalig mimenu v'loimar. It is prohibited al pi din to mock him. She'ein bedrash shoysav mamish. That actually, he just spoke for 45 minutes. Do you know what he said? Do you know what he said? What did he say? He was moving his hands and he was jumping and, but what did he say? You know how to do that. V'loimar she'ein, you can't say there was nothing to his drasha. In our many sins, we see many people are brazen in this. They don't consider this mockery usher at all. Halachically, this is outright lashon hara. Through words like this, matzlihu, it is common. Shagorim hezek lechaver b'mamaynay. You could cause the guy financial harm if he's a rav in the shul. Well, maybe his job will be in jeopardy, or maybe they won't give him a raise, or maybe they'll start giving him a hard time. V'kama pamim tsar, or you might cause him distress. Ubiyosh gamke, you might embarrass him. Kilu yehei shu dvar emes. Let's say what you're saying is true. That even though this rabbi spoke for 45 minutes, he did not say one blessed word. Haloi lashon hara asar afilu al emes. Lashon hara is asar even if it's true. Kima toyeles mechavein hamalig umesloitzes achar zebelei tzanusay. By you saying that, why did this person make me suffer for the last 45 minutes for me to hear mamish dvarim b'telim shaloi hayu me'olam? What's the toyeles in saying that? Ki imbal nefeshu. If you're a sensitive, spiritual person, adarabah, if you really feel he didn't say anything, you need to go over to him personally and say, dear rabbi, please get your act together. You have a kehillah in front of you. And instead of inspiring them, you're boring them, you're inflicting pain on them, and you're insulting their intelligence. Adarabah, tzorach liyayitz le'achar kach. You need to advise them, beinoy le'bein atzmai, privately, ulaharach lefanav, and to set forth before them, sheyoymar ba'afanam achem, that he should say it in a different way. Maybe, Rabbi, you would consider preparing for your drasha. You know, did you ever consider giving maybe a minute's thought of what you're going to say before you get up? Sheyoymar ba'afanam achem. Or, Rabbi, you know, you apparently think you're funny, but nobody else does. Your jokes are actually not funny. Maybe when you started 40 years ago, they were funny. But actually, we now live in a different society, and no one has any idea what you're talking about, or they do have an idea what you're talking about, and they decided it is just a bad joke. Tell him to say it in a different way. The way he's saying it now, no one's paying attention. And if you would follow this advice, you would be fulfilling v'yahavta l'recha kamecha v'yal kapanim, but at the very least, shaloi la'asoy sa'idei zel l'lag b'fi abriyos, not to mock him because of that. The fact that 5,000 people heard it and everybody knows that it was nonsense doesn't mean that you could talk about it because you're mocking him. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do Yud Gimel and we'll do the footnote tomorrow, okay? Yud Gimel. Im echad gila lachaver ba'apei tasa, inyan iskoy mischar b'chayetzuvah. Let's say somebody revealed to his friend in the presence of three people about his business, about his commerce, about his job. Dvar mashar b'stama osa achakach l'galis l'achar. Something that ordinarily, if somebody tells you personal information, let's say Reuven tells Shimon, you know, there's a lot of tension at work lately, you know, maybe they're going to let some people off. If Reuven tells any information to Shimon, not Lashon Hara, not derogatory, just private information, Shimon is not allowed to repeat it to anybody. If he repeats it to anybody, it is considered Lashon Hara. If I tell you something, you cannot tell somebody else. Even if I don't tell you, don't tell anybody. Rabbeinu Yair, the Chafetz Chaim quotes the Rabbeinu Yair, number one, it's a lack of tznius. It's a lack of modesty. I told you something personally. I didn't have to, I have to tell you, I have to close the window shades and whisper. I told you, I didn't tell you to tell anybody else. Number two, what? And number two, I don't have to tell you not to tell anybody else. And number two, it could cause the speaker harm. It could cause the speaker damage if you reveal it. But if you say it in front of three people, something that ordinarily I would not be allowed to say, penyucha la'agia lo'ya deze hezekotzai, it could cause somebody damage, it could cause somebody pain. Ach ato shegilo adover zaba apetos, but now that he revealed in front of three people, imkein ro'inu, if so we see she'ena choshesh lo'zeh, he's not worried about this, afim yiskala l'vasoif, even if it's revealed in the end. V'lachin therefore, mutter lo'zeh ha'shaymeya mimenu l'chadchila l'galis l'achirim. One of the listeners can l'chadchila reveal to others, kol kama shalagila daitoi, as long as he did not explicitly reveal his mindset shu makbid al zeh, that he's makbid on this. Ach shelo yachsru lezeh pratam hamavayrim le'el ben yonad apetos v'ayim merim chayim, as long as you don't lack the other details that we mentioned earlier about the laws of apetos. So bottom line is, let's say, you know, you hear in the shir, the rabbi in the shir says over, I don't know, personal information, and there's more than three people listening. He doesn't say don't tell anybody. You're allowed to say, provided that you meet the other criteria of apitlasa, which would be that it just comes across in the course of conversation and your intention is not to spread it further, just you're not trying to get the word out. By the way, the one thing about the drasha that you're not a mak, it's only if the drasha does not have apikarsus in it. Im loishin asar ba'drasha nyan shem apikarsus chasram ve'ishkaze inanu medabrim v'ayin lekaman b'chalches sifhei. So again, if somebody tells somebody information about their family, their job, their work, and just one-on-one, and they don't say don't tell anybody, it is usur to tell somebody. It's considered lashon hara. Unless he says, I don't mind if you tell people. If he says it in front of three people, it's tantamount to saying, I don't mind if you tell people. That's one case where apei tlasa would definitely apply. Okay, tomorrow we're going to try to do this juicy footnote about making fun of Rabbi's drashos, which is probably the most important part of Sefer Chafetz Chaim. Because I could just imagine what a temptation it would be to make. Actually, I'm going to say this off the air. One second.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.